Simon & Schuster Audio presents Night and Day by John Connolly, read by Caroline Lennon, Gerard Logan, Jeff Harding, and Mark Meadows.
The Pilgrim's Progress, a tale of the Caxton Private Lending Library and Book Depository. The Library, 5th Series, Volume 12, Number 3, September 1957. William Caxton's Houses at Westminster, by Lawrence E. Tanner, CVO, Keeper of the Muniments, Westminster Abbey, read before the Bibliographical Society on the 21st of February, 1956. It is now just over 60 years ago that my predecessor at Westminster, the late Dr. Edward J. L. Scott, sometime keeper of the manuscripts and Egerton librarian at the British Museum, first made known the existence of new material concerning William Caxton among the muniments at Westminster Abbey. This material consisted of nearly 350 documents relating to the Causton or Caxton family and their lands at Edmonton, Enfield, and Tottenham in the 14th century, together with a series of entries in the account rolls of the prior, sacrist, and almoner of Westminster Abbey, recording the payment of rent by William Caxton himself and his assistant and successor Wynkyn de Worde for the successive houses which they occupied within the precincts of the monastery between the years 1477 and 1499. The Causton documents remain something of a puzzle. The properties to which they refer were never owned by the abbot and convent of Westminster, and there appears to be no reason why they should be among the abbey muniments. Miss Haining, the latest custodian of the Caxton Private Lending Library and Book Depository, had resigned herself to never understanding entirely the institution's intricacies. It was some consolation to her that she was in this matter, as in many others, following in a proud tradition of Caxton librarianship. At some critical juncture in their involvement with the Caxton, each of her predecessors had thrown up their hands in defeat when it came to comprehending its workings, dating back to William Caxton himself, the library's somewhat unwilling founder, and therefore the first in...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?